This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. All will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. Let us fight to free the world, to fulfill the promise. Let us all unite.
Oh, welcome, folks, to another edition of the Corporation Nation radio program. I'm your host, Clint Richardson. It is December 11th, 2013. With me today, usually here on Thursdays, but again with us today is Freeman Burt from Colorado. For all of your legal and lawful pleasures, welcome to the show, Burt.
Hey, howdy there. Thank you for having me, sir.
Oh, no, the thanks is all yours. So we decided today that we would talk about just some basic things, because what we find out there, there's so many gurus and so many people talking about legal stuff that we sometimes just skip right over the basics. We sometimes completely forget that really things can be a lot more simple than sending a 20,000-page letter of rebuttal using all kinds of words that even we ourselves don't understand. We don't have to pay somebody to get a 1,000-page packet to learn how to interact. All you really need to know are a few basics. First of all, I think we've been very clear lately that you really need to know who you are. You need to know thyself before you can go anywhere. Second of all, you need to know how the court sees you through your status. And you need to be very aware of that particular persona, because that's how the court is going to treat you and expect you to act in court. So today I think we just want to go back to some basics. And so Bert, let's just take an example, and let's just say I'm driving along. I don't know much, and a police officer, all of a sudden I peruse through a stop sign without fully stopping. There's no traffic. It's 1 a.m. in the morning. No traffic, no lights anywhere. Out in the middle of nowhere, I come to a almost complete stop. I going 2 miles an hour maybe, and then I continue when I see that it's safe. All of a sudden the lights come on and the panic ensues, and of course I pull over. Now in my own case, just to throw this out there, in my own case I would pull over as far to the right, or I would enter into a parking lot of some sort to be on more private property, and I would of course challenge the official capacity of a police officer using his emergency lights when there is no emergency. But that's a different that's for a different topic. Let's just focus on the basics. So I pull over. I'm sitting there waiting for the police officer who comes. Police officer comes to the window, tells me to roll my window down, asks for my driver's license. Sir, can I have your driver's license and registration? Let's go from there.
Okay, well, before we even get there, let's back up a little bit. Because we must take the assumption that this man or woman that we're talking about has been at least listening to someone similar to us, okay, or have been doing some research on their own, and they have some comprehension of their rights and, like you said, who they are and who these people are that are trying to enforce regulation on them. Once you know some of these basics about who they are and who you are, then it makes it much easier to respond. First of all, as soon as those emergency lights came on, your first question in your mind must be, what is the emergency? And you know that you rolled through a stop sign, so that in itself is not an emergency. So it means that this man is, or woman, whoever it is trying to make contact with you. That's how the police word that. They said, I was trying to make contact with you.
Is there a list somewhere that says what constitutes an emergency?
Well, actually, if you go to their to the section of, and every state has a section on the vehicle code, you're going to find what the definition of an emergency is. And all police vehicles, since they have emergency lights, are considered emergency vehicles. Your own machine, car, whatever you want to call it, can also be an emergency vehicle. You have to do is have one of those little glowing magnetic lights that you put out your window and put it on top of your car. Now it just became an emergency vehicle. So what happens if your vehicle is flashing those lights and there is no emergency? You think the cops are going to be very kind to you? Of course not. They're going to say you were impersonating an emergency when there wasn't one. But yet they do that all the time. So that's the first thing. There is no emergency. So when he's coming to your window, he in fact already violated his own regulations before he even comes to you. And when he comes to the window and asks those things, driver's license, registration, proof of insurance, your next question should be, who are you, sir? I mean, especially if it's late at night and you don't know who he is. And when you do pull over, like you said, you should always try to pull over to a well-lit, hopefully populated place. But even that move could be deadly to you, because if you have to travel too far to get to such a place, that cop is going to become so impatient that when you finally stop, he may just come over toward your window with a gun, a billy club, or whatever, and start smashing your window. And if your window happens to be open, he just might reach in there and drag you out of your car. So it doesn't matter how you look at it. It's always an extremely dangerous situation dealing with these people.
So basically what you're saying is that you should always treat this as a potential terrorist situation where
Absolutely.
You are the victim of terrorism. Because these guys, Absolutely. A lot of these guys are psychopaths. I mean, the people that they hired around here, let me just make this clear. The people that they have hired around here, that the sheriff's department has contracted out to, which are private security that become, if you will, deputized, because it's the sheriff that monitors the unincorporated area of the towns. They don't have their own police force. They are tattooed from wrist to shoulder and probably all of their body. They are shaved, headed, sunglass wearing thugs. They are not lawful in any way. They are really, really frightening to most people. Most people avoid them like the plague if you're living in the unincorporated area here. So, I mean, these are basically contracted men that have nothing to do. I mean, I swear some of them must be right out of the freaking prison. I swear. So that's what we're dealing with here. You're not dealing with an honorable man. That's the first and foremost. If you were dealing with an honorable man, he would not have turned on his lights in the first place.
Exactly. Exactly. So we cannot highlight the point of your life being in danger. You're actually in a much worse situation when you get pulled over, especially late at night, by one of these armed men than you would be if a real criminal tried to rob you. Because a criminal tries to rob you, and you give him what he wants, and he books. He's out of there. But these guys actually have enjoyed the pleasure of torturing you. I mean, some of these people will pull you out of your car and handcuff you and wait to see if you're going to react so they can beat you.
Yep. All right, we'll be back. Stay with us. We control every
aspect of your life through ideological hegemony. But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
Welcome back, folks. And you're the Corporation Nation. With me today is Freeman Burt. We're talking about just the basic traffic stops and what's happened so far in our little story, which is true to life, is that we've been pulled over for slightly rolling through a stop sign in the middle of the night when there's no traffic and we've deemed that it's safe. And now we're pulled over, hopefully somewhere where it's a little there's a little traffic, little public interaction there. Maybe well lit would be nice too. I prefer a parking lot or some other private place. Police officer, of course, has pulled us over with his lights blaring as an emergency vehicle officially, using his emergency lights for a non-emergency because we've, of course, broken no laws. At this point, we are a victimless criminal in the eyes of the police. So where do we go from here, Bert?
Okay, so he approaches you and he's going to ask, you know, driver's license, registration, proof of insurance. That's usually what they ask. But he also may ask you, like, hey, didn't you see the stop sign over there? and then, you know, you at that point, when he approaches the window, you have two choices. Cooperate completely to try to minimize the risk of any injury you may obtain, or attempt to talk to him. I personally prefer for you to keep your mouth closed. Don't say a word. And anything he asks you for, give it to him. Okay? Now, there's a fact, an undeniable fact, that allows you to give him anything he wants. He's armed to the gills, and he can kill you. Or he can tase you, or he can mace you. He can do all kinds of things to you. He can call backup.
He has permission to do so, too, by the de facto powers that be.
Yeah, so he can actually hurt you. So I don't think the side of the road is the place for you to try to make any kind of a stance against any of these people. I think your goal on the side of the road is to get away from that intruder, because that's really what he is. He's intruding on your right to move from point A to point B. And I know there's a lot of Americans out there that do not embrace the idea that you have a right to move from point A to point B unmolested. And when you're moving from point A to point B and you're required to have a license, tags, inspection sticker, and all this on your horse, well, then you're not free. Okay? You're on a long leash. Okay? So if you're an animal that needs to be on a leash, well then, you know, you're in the proper farm. But if you consider yourself someone free, then you have a right to move from point A to point B. And the fact that you're displaying a license plate, which is nothing more than displaying a receipt, because that's all it is, a tax receipt, it doesn't give anyone the right to stop you at will.
So a license plate, you say, is a receipt for paying taxes, a little sticker on the license plate?
That's all it is.
Okay. And I also want to say that for those who would say, when we're talking about free, for natural freedom here, we're talking about the natural freedom, as we discussed, the word DOM or D-O-M signifies a jurisdiction or an ownership of that word, which is free. So it's a jurisdiction. It's not real freedom. Natural freedom would assume that the DOM part is your own or under God. So natural freedom literally means under the jurisdiction of God, if you will, or nature. So the one thing I want to say is this is not, if you believe that your freedom stems from the Constitution, you're dead wrong. If you believe that this is a free country, again, that term is such a ridiculous term. I don't even know how to begin. So if what we're talking about here is, Bert, the example you're using is obviously a licensed, registered driver. So I guess we'll stick to that.
Yeah, because most people, their cars are registered, right? Because everybody's in fear. I mean, no one registers their car because, hey, I can't wait to register my car. Man, I want to put that license plate on there and I want to show the world that I'm up to date on all my stickers. No one does that for that reason. They do it because they know if they don't, they're going to get harassed. Okay? So it's actually, besides being a receipt of tax, it's a symbol of, please don't harass me. That's really what it means. Just like when you were in school and you heard of kids walking around with a sticker in the back of their shirt saying, please don't kick me, you know? The kid that got bullied all the time, right? Yeah. That's really what that is.
You could also, you know, just as devil's advocate, you could also say that that is an invitation to get harassed because you're a registered and your right is to be extorted or exacted from. Exaction, of course, means to be required to pay monies that aren't due to someone, which is exactly what a police officer is doing. He's creating a charge of exaction. So you could put that both ways, just to throw that out there.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how you look at it. I mean, and I don't want to get too many tangents, but it doesn't matter how you look at it. That policeman is acting as a revenue officer. Okay, so when he stops you without any kind of a reason, because this is what people need to comprehend. If a cop has the right to stop you, it means that he's exercising the same right that I have to stop you. So how many people would, if I, you know, I'm behind him in my private car and they roll through a stop sign and I'm saying, hey, pull over, you rolled over the stop sign. You probably stick your hand out the window and give someone the middle finger, right? Because you're like, hey, what are you doing trying to stop me? I didn't do anything wrong that warrants you trying to stop me. But yet a cop, it's okay for him to do that. So that's what we need to think. If this guy is stopping me for something that the average man or woman could not inherently be able to stop me for, then there's something wrong here. So anyway, so once you make it past that stop, the guy asks you for your registration, proof of insurance, all that kind of stuff, and you give it to him, and let's say he even gives you the ticket to sign, okay, and you sign it. Okay, and I know there's a lot of argument about signing or not signing a ticket, but let's say you do everything he asks you and you leave, okay, and you finally make it home and you're in one piece except for your interaction with that cop. Well, now you need to decide what you're going to do. You can still pay the ticket, pay it under coercion, and there's all kinds of different ways that you can make the payment and put it on the record that it was under coercion. And one way to do that is to pay the ticket, but go get a bank check, you know, a cashier's check, and you can tell them exactly what to put in the memo. And I've had long sentences put on memos, and you put everything, say, you know, paying extortion of public assault on the date and on the road location. And now that check itself becomes evidence of the harassment that you endured.
So are you saying if they cash that, then they're cashing it knowingly?
Yes.
I see. So you've made a strange sort of public record. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. So what you want to think about whenever you're dealing with these people is you always want to be on evidence gathering mode.
Evidence gathering mode. So from the second those lights come on, you need to switch into a personality of
yes.
gathering as much evidence for your case because you're building a case as possible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, folks, stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Science is simply battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy, all of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage of what this present moment looks like, what it feels like.
Welcome back. We are talking to Freeman Bird today. So we've just given a very, very simple example of the typical traffic stop. We sign our ticket. We go on our way, and then we deal with it afterwards. What we didn't discuss is what to write on the ticket, and also the fact that to say that you were under duress. You really need to collect, in my opinion, collect the evidence that you were under duress, because if no threat is made to you, the fact that the guy's wearing a gun is no different than anyone else wearing a gun open carry. The difference, is that what happens when you say, well, sir, am I required to sign this ticket? Can you explain to me what happens if I refuse to sign? All right. Well, then, you know, what will be revealed to you likely is that this is a summons to appear in court. It is actually a bail or a bailment. So you're offering your straw man, basically, as your bail, your name as a sort of trust that you will appear in court. It's like I said, it's a bail, literally. And this is allowing you to go free. You're bailed out of jail by signing this ticket. That's basically the function of the ticket as a promise to appear. Now, of course, this is completely unlawful in every way, shape, and form because obviously no crime was committed. The officer is acting completely outside of his purview. He has no warrant. He has no reason to take you to court. He's acting as witness, complainant, and a couple other things. So all of that, Bert, let's start over. And let's say we've just gotten pulled over again. Police comes up and, of course, asks you for your license and registration.
I give it to him.
Okay.
And then he gives me the ticket. And whatever, my goal at that particular stop is for me to get out of there unharmed. I am not going to try to argue. I'm not going to try to ask him any questions. I'm not going to talk. You have the right to remain silent. That is the absolute most important supposed right that you have, and you really should exercise it. And I've you know, of course, I've spoken to lots of people, but I've also run all kinds of scenarios and to try to see how opening your mouth at a traffic stop can help you. And the upside is not worth the downside. You know, because if you have a cop that is just itching to have someone get on his bad tickle bone so he can beat someone that day, you're going to be the one. So what we want to try to do is keep these people in an honorable position so that they have nothing that will cause them to cross that fine line.
All right. So now that you've taken all the fun out of the traffic stop, so you're just going to sign your name, nothing else. You're not going to write anything on the ticket.
Nope. I'm not going to do anything that's going to cause that man to be upset. And here's the reason. The reason is duress and threat. It's a very broad terms. They're very broad terms. What is a threat to you might not be a threat to me. You know, to me, the fact that this guy is walking up to me pretending that there's an emergency. Now, remember, right off the bat, that guy is violating the law. Okay? And that's why every time a cop pulls you over supposedly for drinking and driving, he always writes on his ticket that you were swerving, that you couldn't stay in line, that you were moving from crossing over the yellow line, going over into the shoulder. He always has to write something on the ticket to indicate that you were unable to keep control of the car. Because that's exactly what the average man or woman would need to be able to stop you.
So in other words, he's protecting you.
He's protecting himself.
No, he's protecting you. He is protecting you by exacting money from you. He's protecting you by pulling you over in an emergency because you are an emergency to not only yourself but to your fellow drivers.
Well, but we're confusing two things there. I mean, once he pulls you over for something like your example, just rolling through a stop sign and he's giving you a ticket, he's strictly extorting money from you. But now if he really sees you going down the road and you're zigzagging all over the road and he stops you, well, that's actually a legitimate stop because that's actually an emergency situation. You're in control of a, you know, huge machine weighing thousands of pounds and you can't control it. Okay? So yeah, that's a legitimate stop. But what I'm saying, and I'm dealing with a fellow right now that I'm helping, and the cop followed him for several miles before he was able to determine, supposedly, that he needed to pull him over. You know, because the cop was under the assumption that this guy was drinking and driving. And normally I won't take on that kind of a case, but I took this one because I knew that I could tell right away that the cop was full of BS when he pulled him over. Just by the fact that he followed him and he said, oh, he crossed over the center line a couple of times. You know, but anyway, so yeah, I would rather not try to upset the cop. And then once you get home, it's when your homework really begins. Okay. You want to go back to that area where you got stopped, take pictures of the intersection, take pictures of the signs. And here's another point. I know you and I already spoke about this. You want to find out who that land belongs to that you actually got stopped. Because a lot of people don't realize that most property lines go to the middle of the road. So if you happen to be on one side of the road going in one direction, that half of the road is easement belonging to one property owner. And if you're on the other side of the road, that easement belongs to the property owner on the other side of the road. Now, on an interstate, it gets more tricky. And I actually haven't done the research on the interstate, but I'm sure I'm going to be. But knowing who owns the road is important because that cop doesn't own the road, but he's acting like he does. So if he doesn't own the road, then what is it that he owns that gives him the right to act like he has all these rights over you? And then the part that is really important is people think that you can just go out and sue a cop. And here's a really difficult thing, and maybe Gary will call in later on to explain how difficult it is serving a cop.
You're talking about an officer, so you're trying to serve the actual office as opposed to the man, right?
Well, you got to serve the man somehow, but how are you going to find him? You don't know his address. You don't know where he lives. All you know is his last name, because and maybe his first initial. You know by the ticket which agency he works for, but go to that agency and tell him, hey, I need to know who this officer is. I have his badge number here. I think I can make out his name. I don't know. It looks like it's written in Chinese or something, or Arabic. I can't make it out. Can you tell me what that is? They won't even tell you what the name is on the ticket because they're hiding the identity of the cop. And let's say the cop writes everything beautiful, and you can tell his first initial and you can tell his last name. You say, well, what's the first in, you know, what does that first initial stands for? I need to know who this is. Oh, I don't know who that is. Oh, that cop, I don't know if he works here. Well, it says right here, he's from this police department. Oh, I don't know. We don't know who he is. Hey, you know who that, who, you know who's B. Johnson? I'm sorry, we don't know who he is. And that's the kind of roadblock that you're going to run into. So then it becomes a matter of how are you going to be able to serve this man that just violated your rights to go, you know, from point A to point B.
Well, but see, here's the confusing part for me in this case, your approach here, and that is, how has he violated your rights if you've completely cooperated with what is your right according to Title 42, which is to be exacted from, which is exactly what he did. You've cooperated in every way, so I don't see how he's violating your rights. We'll be back. The answer to that in a few minutes.
Living in the street. Oh, there's a solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's STEMGEVITY, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Is this real, or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love. The world is like a ride. You think it's real, just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. Only a choice between fear and love. The ride goes up and down, round and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored. It's up and down, round and round, and it's very loud. Don't worry, don't be afraid.
Again, we're talking about the whole extortion factory and racket that is has been built around us. Now, Bert, again, I have to play a little bit of devil's advocate here, because again, it sounds to me like you've cooperated in our scenario. You've just told people to cooperate with the police officer. You've written nothing on the ticket, which would indicate that you have been coerced on the record or anything else. You've just simply signed the ticket. You haven't said much. You haven't had a pleasant conversation. You haven't asked any questions. You've just cooperated. And to me, that almost sounds like consent to the fact that it is your right to be extorted and exacted from according to U.S. code.
Right, and that's how they want you to think. But the fact is that what happens in that traffic stop, it's really not relevant to your ability to bring an action after this policeman. Now, here's the other fact that people need to keep in mind. You now just got home, okay? You have in your hand a traffic ticket, which is basically a criminal prosecution, right? And you have your other hand is empty. So on your other hand, you can now enter a civil action against the cop, okay? So you can actually have two actions kind of going at the same time.
Well, okay, so let me stop you there. What would your action be against the cop if you never voiced a concern or opinion that he was violating any of your rights? What action could you possibly have if you haven't said anything?
Well, your first action would be that he used his emergency lights unlawfully because there was, in fact, no emergency.
Okay.
Okay. The second
is that a crime? Is that a what would that be?
Well, that's a violation of his code.
Okay.
Okay.
But is that something that has to do, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Mm-hmm. Is that something that has to do with you, or is that something that has to do? I mean, you wouldn't go up to a Walmart worker and if he had a little red light on his cap, and he pulled you over in the middle of the aisle. Because you were pushing your cart too fast. I mean, you really couldn't sue the Walmart worker for anything except all you could say is, look, you violated your own code, but that's not really,
That's just a start. That's just a start. So he violated his code in order to get you to stop. So he falsified an emergency in violation of his own code, which says, he can only use those lights for an emergency situation. So right there, you're already basically discrediting him or her right off the bat. Okay. Then your next argument would have to be that because he used his lights for a false emergency, he now caused false arrest on you. Now you've been falsely arrested. Because anytime you are detained, that's actually an arrest. And if there is no reason for you to be detained, which means you're not hurting anyone, you're not a menace to anyone, there's no impending danger, none of these things, then you're being falsely detained, falsely arrested. And of course, that argument, false arrest, it seems very cut and dry, but unless you have lots of cases to back up your action, they're going to try to throw your case out rule against you. Because every case that involves, especially police officers, it's always looked at from the point of view that you correctly said, Title 42. And basically, you as a U.S. citizen really don't have a right to question the authority of the police. They have to be extremely out of line before anything in Title 42 kicks in. And actually, I've been looking at some cases lately, and if you were to bring in a case, under the Amendment 4, the one that deals with due process, if you bring in under
search and seizure?
Yeah, if you bring in under one of the amendments, it's a totally different world as if you bring it under Title 42. It's day and night. Under the amendment, it's your burden of evidence. It's much, much less. But if you bring it under Title 42, your burden of evidence just increased by 100-fold because the behavior of the cop has to be shocking to the mind. I mean, he has to like beat the crap out of you. Anything short of that, And even if he beats the crap out of you, he beat the crap out of you because you deserved it. So those are two different worlds. So your angle on how you bring your case about is also going to make have a huge effect on the process that and the respect that you're going to receive as you're going through court. And most attorneys are going to bring your case under the 14th Amendment, which increases your burden of proof immensely. But anyway, so those are some of the angles. And then, of course, your right to move from point A to point B is going to be another violation. But again, it's another difficult violation to get across, especially if you're bringing it in under any U.S. code. Because if you bring it in under U.S. code, then they're going under the assumption, like you correctly said, well, you're cooperating. So you have a license plate. See, you're up to date. You gave him your driver's license. You gave him all these things, which means that you're in the system. You're cooperating.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't see what the problem is. Why don't you just pay your fine?
Right. And that's the angle that they're going to use. But now remember that you have on your one empty hand, you have your idea that you want to bring in a suit. And on the other hand, you still have that ticket, and that ticket you can challenge. You can go to court and you can question that cop, and you can use that opportunity to question that cop to gather more information to help you in your suit. And you can get that cop on the stand and ask him questions like, how do you know, sir, that I was engaging my driver's license at that particular moment? Well, I assumed. Oh, so assumption is evidence on your part, sir. You see what I'm saying? You
sure.
Can use one case to help with the other. And depending on your approach, if you want to just get this whole thing over with, you might want to let the cop know ahead of time that you're suing him. And he might just drop the whole thing. But if you really want to carry your case all the way through, don't tell him. Let him get up on the stand and question him.
Well, tell him at what point?
Well, if you tell him before before you get to trial and he gets to testify, then he may want to drop the case, which happened, you know, to this other guy that I was helping. The cop showed up and dropped the case. He didn't want to get up there and be questioned. And Gary actually has a situation similar to this. So he's going to have to decide what approach he's going to use. But you can use that traffic ticket as a way of basically deposing the cop. Understand, anything he says can and will be used against him in a court of law. Did you see that?
Point. Now, are you talking about just going to the court assigned, the time and day and address assigned on the ticket? Or are you talking about actually countersuing and getting into the next highest court?
No, you're simply in that traffic court, just fight it within the limits that they allow you. Your goal would be to question the cop.
All right, stay with us, folks. We'll go over some more basics here. And the word of the day, I think you'll find amusing, that I'm going to read. It describes a lot of us, unfortunately. So stay with us here on RBN.
With financial uncertainty.